All right. Hello, and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is again brought to you by The Stove, celebrating their 50th year anniversary in Mammoth. If you haven't gone and eaten there, go now. It is well worth it. We have some critical news today. But first, a word from our series sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're gonna get that. And then we move on to sides. I wanna get some chips and I want to get some salsa. And what else am I gonna get here? I'll get some extra guacamole and move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
All right. I just want to thank our series sponsors, High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. And then our episode sponsor today, The Stove, celebrating their 50th anniversary in Mammoth. So some breaking news today. Threat. Lockdown at Bishop schools. It was a bomb threat. The lockdown has been lifted on all campuses. Law enforcement has deemed no threat to safety and has located the source of the call as well as the suspect, both of which are well out of the area and have no known connections to the Bishop community. Law enforcement will remain on campus. The Bishop Paiute Tribal offices is also cleared to resume business. Also, this morning, there was an unrelated incident of a person carrying a firearm near Shady Rest Campground. This was reported separately and no connection to the called-in bomb threat and lockdown at the schools, but it may have contributed to rumors of an active shooter. So, everybody is safe. There is no threat, but there was a lot of fear floating around. The BES, HSMS, and BUHS campuses are all currently in lockdown due to an abundance of caution due to the phone call threat received by the BES office. School staff and law enforcement are the only ones allowed on campus at this time, but students are all safe. They're in their classrooms. There's going to be an update to follow. Eastern Sierra Now spoke with Sheriff Stephanie Rennie, who dispelled rumors of an active shooter and confirmed the threat was only a call-in. So the bomb threat was a call-in from someone out of the area, and the active shooter threat are not related whatsoever. They're two just random coincidences. On the Eastern Sierra Now website or Eastern Sierra Now app, there's a video of Police Chief Nate Durr. If you haven't seen that video, here's the audio from it.
Hi, it's Chief Durr with the Bishop Police Department. Just to let everyone know, there was a threat to the schools today. via telephone. Bishop Police Department was able to track down the location that was out of the area. We have a police department in Southern California contacting the subject as we speak. As of now, there's no threat to the Bishop School, so we've lifted the lockdowns. Just to let you know, during the school lockdown, there was a separate incident on the east side of town involving a subject with a possible firearm.
But despite the situation, it being what it is, everyone in our community of Bishop is safe. All right, and on to some other more general and less critical news, but it is still critical because those mosquitoes are going crazy. I've been going out and filming the sunsets every morning, and I have to wear like total layers, gloves, thick socks, and then also apply DEET. I mean, it's crazy how bad they are. So there's going to be a mosquito fogging event in Dixon Lane, Bear Creek, just north of Bishop, with the Rolling Green Knight Manor areas in Big Pine on Thursday, 9/14/2023. Crews will be using a truck-mounted fogging equipment to control excessive adult mosquitoes. The times of the operations have changed from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., depending on the weather. Of course, if it's windy and cold, they'll have to postpone it. As always, if you have mosquito problems, you can contact the Owens Valley Mosquito Abatement Program at 760-873-7853. So on the 12th, that's yesterday, the Mono County Office of Emergency Management announced hosting two in-person town hall workshops, and they're going to be based on wildfire preparedness and resiliency, which we all know is a huge danger around here. Workshop one will be in Lee Vining. It's going to be on September 26th at the Lee Vining Community Center. That's 296 Matley Avenue in Lee Vining, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Workshop two will be in Bridgeport. It'll be September 27th, Bridgeport Memorial Hall, 73 North School Street, Bridgeport, 6 to 8 p.m. All right. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Eastern Sierra Now News. I want to thank you personally from me to you to tuning in. And thank you to our sponsor, The Stove. If you haven't eaten there in Mammoth Lakes, go. It's well worth your time. I want to encourage you to download the Eastern Sierra Now app or support us on Patreon. Thank you for listening. Byron out.